with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, David. It's Tuesday already.
Tuesday already. And each day, WAMC gives us something to learn about. And, of course, it would be a little remiss if we didn't remind people we have to pay for all this.
Oh, indeed. And on February 3rd comes the first day of the fund drive. It's going to be something. And, you know, David, there's over $300,000 in a lockbox. You go to WMC.org and just pledge now. So, David, as you know, I only speak in my role as president. But when I give an opinion on WAMC, it has nothing to do with anything except me.
Yeah. Well, what's your opinion about this? Here's three headlines that deal with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie set to deliver his State of the State address today. One, another mayor felt Christie tied reprisal. Christie faces audit over use of hurricane relief money. Governor hopes speech will obscure scandal.
Well, what happens is that once there's a chink in the armor, once you get the kind of negative publicity that Christie has had over the mayor of Fort Lee, everybody starts looking. And what was once thought to be something you wouldn't do to a potential presidential candidate, you now face a torrent of charges coming from all directions for people who have been given the green light to go ahead and take a shot. Now, we know that this is just the tip of the iceberg because we're going to see it again and again. It goes to the character of the man who set up an administration, which the New York Times basically called a bullying administration. And so once one person blows the whistle and another person blows the whistle, it gets to be overpowering.
Alan, I see that New York State Assemblyman Eric Stevenson has been convicted of federal corruption charges. He's out. I also see that Assemblyman Dennis Gabrizak from Western New York has decided to retire because of sexual harassment allegations against him. You predicted that two legislators would be indicted or resign. How did you predict this would happen?
Well, you know, David, every year I predict that two New York State assemblymen will be indicted, and I'm never wrong. You know, it's just a real cheap shot. And what happens is that people get into office, and they think in some cases it's a license to steal. You would think with all the people that go to jail, when somebody gets into office, they would say, I can't do this. But apparently, you know, they think that power brings with it the potential for personal enrichment.
Do you think in this coming session that corruption will be dealt with?
You better believe it. First of all, you have a crusading U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, who has made it clear that he has no tolerance for this stuff at all. I mean, this last guy, Eric Stevenson, gets a camera put on him taking the envelopes. You know, Mario Cuomo once told me that he would walk down a hall and somebody would reach over and try to hand him an envelope. And he would look at him as if he were crazy. I mean, this is a gotcha culture. And worse than that, we have people who will try to enrich themselves. It's that simple.